Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Applebaum Bites podcast. Today is episode number 14, and today is a really special episode because we have a truly unique person as a guest. But before we go there, first, I would like to introduce my co-host of today. It is Vanessa Langton, aka the Pen Gangster. Hello, Vanessa.
Hi, everybody. How are you all doing?
I'm fine. How are you? How are you, Pen Gangster?
I'm great. Having a good day so far.
Yeah. Did you gangster around a little bit today?
No, not really. But I did, you know.
Not really.
I wrote with some pens. I ran on the treadmill. It's all good.
That's good. What is the job of a gangster, actually? What do they?
Just to be cool. That's about it.
Yeah, that's you. That's you. All right. Let me introduce our special guest of today because it is Jan Zander. And it's not just a regular person. This is the guy that was for over 20 years the head of design of one of the largest, actually, this is the largest writing instrument brand in the world, Montblanc. And now he's designing writing instruments on his own, and he's selling them on his own. So please welcome Jan Zander. Welcome.
Hi, everybody.
How are you?
I'm very good. I'm sitting in Hamburg, and right now the weather's awful, as usual.
But always.
I feel very, very good with you.
Okay, that's great. Thank you so much for taking the time and having a chat with us. We will talk more about your designs later on the show, but first we always start with the pen check.
The pen check.
Vanessa, would you like to start with your pen check, please?
Sure. I'm not sure which one, because I write with several pens, but the pen that I've been using a lot recently is one of my favorites. It's the Esterbrook Candy.
Oh, nice.
So, yeah, it's, you know, it's been out almost a year now, but mine's extra special because I took mine and I installed it with a nice 14 karat gold nib and an ebonite feed. I really bumped up its, yeah, it's a really nice writer. Very nice. And of course, I have some very, I pimped it out big time. Yeah. I made it a really sassy writer. So, yeah, this is one of my, still one of my favorite pens that I enjoy very much. And I think it's because, you know, it was a kind of a collaboration with Esterbrook. So, it's very cool.
It's really cool because you were involved with the creation of this, right?
Right. It was my concept and we kind of played around with the concept. And, you know, I was like, you know, Esterbrook needed something a little more wild, and I think this did it.
This is wild. This is really wild. But at which point did they drop the gold nib and the ebonite feed?
Oh, I did that myself. I bought a nib and feed for it. It came with a steel nib, and I said, "That's not good enough."
It was not in your design. So it was just your own thoughts.
Exactly. I wanted to elevate it and make it really something special.
I can imagine. Wonderful choice. Thank you, Vanessa. Jan, tell us, what is your pen check for today? What pen do you carry around today?
As this is my first day today, I don't want a ring. I take my own one.
Of course.
This is the Alter Ego fountain pen. Very
beautiful.
Touristic. It comes only with a nib, with a clip, and with a hair, with these logo, with my own logo, and you screw it up, and has a bock nib,
nice,
and a metal forepod, and you have in a platinum plated or gold plated, rose gold plated. And this is a very handmade by every step. And for sure, not the nib. It comes from Bock. Sure. But okay, all the other parts are done by hand.
That's amazing. We will talk more about that pen later when we dive more into your designs, because of course that deserves all the attention. But the grip section is brushed, right?
The grip section is brushed, and you screw it up, and then you enter into the converter. And here I have directly my own pen is right now is a titanium nib.
Okay.
And it writes very smooth and very directly and very soft as well. This I love to write with a titanium nib.
Yeah, because the nib options are gold nib, titanium nib, and steel nib, right, for this model.
I have you can choose you can have a gold nib, you have a steel nib, and the titanium nib, and every from EF to B, it's up to you to choose it.
Yeah. All right. Perfect. We will talk more about your designs later on in the show, but first let me go to my pen check, and then we go all the way in all the Jan Zander designs. Because my pen check is also it's something that we waited for a really long time. Because what I have here today, it was launched in November actually, and now finally I have it in my hands because I have it here. It is a Montblanc. It is the Great Characters Jimi Hendrix edition. Ooh. And actually, it is a wonderful design. This is a design that you were not involved with, Jan, but with a lot of other great characters and other designs you were involved. We'll also talk about that later on in the show. But this edition, what I really like about it, the most likable thing is the clip. You see the clip? I don't know if you can see it.
Yeah.
That's very cool. Great.
No, it comes with an edge here.
Yeah. So, the clip, it is inspired on... Or what is it inspired?
The fingers.
The vibrato guitar bar fingers, of an electric guitar.
The cord?
Of the electric guitar. Yes, of Jimi Hendrix, of course. So, but I will tell more about this pen later on in the show when we're talking about the new products, because this actually is just one pen that we got in for pictures and videos a little bit late, but finally we got one. So now we can show it to the world. So this was my pen check. Jan, let's talk about your designs and your history in designing, because that's, everybody can just start a company and start designing, but you have a really long history in designing. Can you tell us a little bit more about this?
Sure. So I started in 1975 to get entered into the inside of an in-house designer, and it comes to me very surprising. Because I was not aware of writing instrument before. I'm a goldsmith, and I'm a jeweler. I make a training. I study it design in south of Germany. And when I'm back in Hamburg 2 years later, Montblanc asked me to join the house as the first in-house designer. So. My plans was different. I wanted to go more in the lightning design and different. It was totally different world of what I've done later on. But so I said, okay, we can start. Why not? I mean, this is the first in-house designer ever, and I said, okay, this is an opportunity which I cannot say no to that, and maybe I can. Take a part 1-2 years, and so what's going on then? We will see. But actually, it was such a great people there, stories there, and full of beautiful design, and a good relationship to the developed departments and all that was so interesting that I couldn't stop for 22 years.
You got stuck there.
Yes, it was amazing because you traveled around, you make researches on all these themes, what you're to do, what you're supposed to do, and met a lot of cool person, interesting person, and everything. So I looked around in all the world, and it's so great. And yeah, it was a very good time. So
because you were responsible for all the designs of Mont Blanc, right? So not only the writing instruments, but also leather goods, jewelry, everything that Mont Blanc has to offer. You were responsible for that, right?
Yeah, at the first time, I was responsible for the writing instruments. You know, not only not the edition, also the standard, like a Meisterstück development, and another I would say other surfaces, other materials. I developed.
How is it to work on a design as a Meisterstück, because that the design is there for like over 100 years. Not 100 years yet. Next year it's 100 years, but almost 100 years, and you know you cannot change a lot about it. So I think it's really delicate to work on a design that's there for years, right?
Yeah, because you have a given proportion and a given outer shape, I would say. I made some difference when it comes to massive stone. For example, I use the stone from the Mont Blanc for the cap, for example. So you have to enlarge a little bit the shape of the cap. Otherwise, it will be broken, this material. Yeah. But nevertheless, you have to take the whole shape and that you'd not disturb this so much, you know, that it every... The main problem is then that you have coming from the forepart and the step to the thread and then to the next level. It's so high that you don't touch it so nicely. You know, this is the most problem what you have when it comes to make different materials which are much more thicker. You know, this step is when it's getting too much, then it's not even comfortable to write. And at the end, you have to write with it, not only to look for.
Yeah, and you was also responsible for a lot of limited editions. What limited edition was the most exciting limited edition that you created?
Oh yeah, there was. I would say you have to groan with these targets, you know, and also. At the end, we were more than one. You know, we are having a design studio in Paris, which they quit after a while, and so all the designers who were responsible for leather, for writing, going to their production places. This was the story of why we get rid of this design studio in Paris. But I never been in Paris because they are saying, okay, you are involved in the writing instrument so much and we're producing this in Hamburg, so stay in Hamburg. But they took this as well all for the other designers, the watch designer, the leather designer, and they are staying then at their production places. Okay. And at the latest point, I was responsible for the men's accessories. All what you find in this was a long time designing this one. Yeah. And, back to your question, it was, I would say Gaudi or Dali was a very nice I have a good relationship to this artist, you know. As always, it comes to a good... to feel well with the artist, you had a lot of ideas and you want to create it and you are free, well, more or less, not all over, but Yeah, if you don't you are allowed to spend money. Mm-hmm. If you're allowed to spend money, you can be created as you like the artistry edition. What you can see sometimes, it's really
there
so
are no
wonderful.
Limits. You can do everything.
Yeah. You can do everything with materials, with stones and with gold and precious materials. So this is then you're really allowed to be free. But at the end, also limited things like money or geometries, and to find a good solution is always when you get it, you know, when you have it and you made it, then it's so cool because you know that this is not easy to do, and you find a solution and to find a way. You need a team where they say to you, Jan, you are crazy. We cannot do this, but let's do it maybe with another material or whatever, you know. And then okay, yeah, why not? And suddenly it starts to being also very good, even not sometimes better, you know. And this is, I really like.
Yeah, you have to set the boundaries, right? Let's focus now a little bit more about your current collection, because after 22 years, you stopped working with Mont Blanc and you started making your own writing instruments. How do you take your experiences of the Mont Blanc collections to your new collection?
Yeah, of course. I wanted to start when I decide to do my own writing instruments. Mm-hmm. First of all, I wanted to have a lot of impact with my own hand, because as I'm also a goldsmith, I wanted to be creative and wanted to put on the machine, not only to make it very fast and that's it. So I wanted to give them a shape and to put it and even not every piece is one of his own, you know, and it's one of his own, but it's really one, because every time I have to take care of the material, how it looks like when I work with wood, for example, how is the material going on, what's going on, and so I have to be care about it, make sure that everything is fine, you know, and this is very important for me. But the design of the Alter Ego, for example, this is the first collection.
Because you have three collections, right?
I have three, right? It's the Alter Ego, it's the Cocoon, and the
Imagine, yes.
Right, and the Alter Ego is... I wanted to start with the Alter Ego as with a fountain pen, rollerball, and ballpoint, because I wanted to have a good basic on where I can stand and grow up. And so this was the reason why I put all these three different function inside of that. The Imagine is then different to that because it's very straight and has a magnetic system where you have it. Right, and this, and it comes as well.
I feel like that assistant now. You know, we're like a showgirl, like showing them.
You need to show it, like do the hand modeling thing.
Yeah, I'm not good at that.
Just you know, like yeah, there you go.
Very nice, and you can see here as well the from by the Imagine, you can. Changed the clip, and this was exactly also what I have in my head when I want to be a little bit more for the customer interesting, because maybe you will find next year another clip, so that's easy to change it and have another.
Can the customer change the clip itself?
Yes, of course you can. You can a little bit of. Be precise, but you can do it a little bit of fine. Yeah.
It I see. Yeah, it can be removed. Okay.
It can be removed, and on the other hand, you can have another clip, for example, in a year or whatever. This was the main idea. And also for the material, it's carbon. It's very hard and very stable. And and all of this, I would say, of the design, it's very puristic, very simple. It's very, I would say, driven to or made for architects, made for people who are more inside of design.
Mm-hmm. It's very timeless.
Imagine it as the entry level price point, right?
Yeah, it's around 680 with the steel nib. Also, I had a customer who wants to have a rollerball, so I made a rollerball of that. So this is the other thing. What I think it's very important that people, when they ask to have it a different way, it's not a problem. I can do not what they really in 100%, but for sure I want to create and bespoke
you find
pieces.
A way.
Yeah, this is very important for me as well.
That's really nice.
I love to do single pieces as well, high artistry in a way. I will come up in the next year or this year with really high end version, and more expensive version where I can create more handcrafted things in tonight.
Oh, that's really cool. Because right now, so we have the alter ego. This is all handmade, right? And we have the Imagine.
Exactly.
And the other one, because there are three collections, I also have it.
Yeah,
here.
Right. The other one is the Cocoon.
Is the Cocoon, which is really cool.
Yeah, the Cocoon comes from the idea when I create packaging or a case of the pen. And then I thought, maybe we use exactly the case as itself for this pen. So
Vanessa,
I
look,
have it as well
this,
here.
This pen is like the pen is also the case.
That is
exactly. So this is
very cool.
Leather.
I'm very impressed by this.
This is leather, and you put it inside, and it's really stable because there's this. Tube which secure the nib. Also, have it in different sizes.
Oh, I like that red.
And a rollerball as well. And I have a red, I have a blue, and then the brown. So, also with different nib sizes. And this is actually a pocket pen where you put it.
This is really secure, right? So, it's not going to drop over time. Okay.
Yeah, I have it always directly in my pocket in my trousers. Mm-hmm. So it's,
does it post? Can you
amazing.
Post it?
Look. So this is also the barrel. Well, it's a leather barrel.
It's I don't see right now your picture, but...
Yeah, I can't see Yoast right now, so...
Okay, sorry for that, but I'm really here. No worries. It's not possible to post. You can.
Okay.
It is possible, but it's not really. Yeah.
You mean to put it on the backside?
Right. I was just curious. I mean, if it's designed to post or not.
No.
That's okay with me. I love this. The size of it is very. I love the size. It looks really great.
The size is so that you can really that it has a good size.
Well, the concept is so different from what anyone else is doing. No one's doing anything
really
like that.
Cool.
Yeah.
No, this is the first brand which goes in this direction, right?
This
so
is
cool.
Unique. This is truly unique.
It's very
but also
unique.
The alter ego, because the alter ego is made with ebonite or granadilla wood, right? So there are two versions.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. It's a hard wood. It's an iron wood. It's very hard and... this allows to screw to drill a screw inside of the tube, you know. And this is very it's very very cool because this I never thought it would work that it go inside. I have one here. Mm-hmm. You know, this is as well. And inside of these, you can see maybe where it's directly drilled into the wood. This green.
Oh, yeah, part. I see it now.
That is very cool.
Because
nice
it's
detail.
So hard and it's yeah.
And so it's screwing metal, metal from the grip to wood, because the threads of the cap, they are made into the wood. So that's unique.
Yeah.
Yeah. And these are all handmade, right? So it's all made by hand, piece by piece.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's no mass production or something like that.
No. No, it comes directly from my bench.
Wow.
Yeah, it's so special there.
It's very
and
special.
I wanted to do it like this. I take my time. For the alter ego, it takes 2 days to work to beginning and to end. You know, this is 2 days of directly working in the workshop.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Wonderful. Oh, and don't forget, wow, the alter ego comes with this leather pouch. So
exactly. So
it's a nice
detail
as well.
With the leather pouch and with a certification.
Oh, that's nice.
Exactly.
That's so nice. I love how everything, yeah, you're able to make this a very personal pen. You know, it's something different from a mass-produced pen, but the way that you're able to do the interchangeable parts, you know, to really make it bespoke for someone, that's really, really nice, especially, you know, for a pen enthusiast who wants something that is more personal.
Yes, thanks. Yeah, this is right. I like that as well, because for alter ego, I have to spend a lot of time inside, and then I would create as well. When it comes for the Imagine, for example, these are the tubes where I can really cut it and that's it. There's no so much handcrafted on it. I spend more time than in the clip, for example. The clip, mm-hmm, I can show you as well. The clip, I cut this out from this, out of this tube.
Mm-hmm.
This is the other clip. I cut this out by hand, you know. It's not with laser technique or different. So normally, I have to put it here. You know, this is, maybe I can show it a little bit more.
Now it's complete again.
Yeah.
And this I cut out with the saw, and it's very, takes also a long time. But at the end, I think there's handcrafted pieces as well on the Imagine,
mm-hmm. No, I think you did a great job on your new collection, Jan. Congratulations on it. I really like it, and I think a lot of people like it. And
oh,
if
definitely.
You want to buy it for some reason, you can find it on our website, so you can buy it through us. So that's a good thing. You don't have to drive all the way to Hamburg and buy it from Jan directly, but you can buy it with us and we ship it to you all over the world. So no worries about that. We will take care of that. Is there something else, Jan, that you would like to share about your new brand?
No, think that I'm coming up with what I mentioned with some interesting new pieces.
Mm-hmm.
And as I wanted to come up with more handcrafted and a little bit higher prices, which allows me to put more details on it, what I mentioned as well for Mont Blanc, when it comes to artistry or whatever, there's a lot of I like to do with overlays, with other materials, and also I have a lot of things in my mind to want to come up. I mean, mm-hmm, time-wise, it's very problematic because, on the other hand, I'm a designer for other brands as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so we will see what can I really do, you know?
Exciting, so, exciting. Really looking forward to that. Really looking forward to that.
New products.
All right. I already told a little bit about it. The new products that I wanted to share with you, which came in early this week, it is the Jimi Hendrix fountain pen. And I would like to dive a little bit deeper into this fountain pen, because this is part of the great character series of Montblanc, and it honors Jimi Hendrix. And Jimi Hendrix is, of course, widely regarded as one of the most influential electric guitarists in the history of popular music, and he's one of the most celebrated musicians of the 20th century. What we have here is the black barrel. It has a groove pattern, and that groove pattern is inspired by the grooves that can be found on a wah pedal, one of Hendrix's signature sound effects. The platinum-coated black back part of the pen also contains an engraving of the word W-H-Y. Another striking detail is the platinum-coated barrel ring, which is made to look like the check plug on a guitar cable. It is engraved with the date of a famous Jimi Hendrix concert. I don't know if you can see that, but it is engraved over there. The cap of the pen is made from off-white precious resin. That's the color of the famous 1968 Olympic white Fender Stratocaster Hendrix, played during his legendary performance at the Woodstock Festival. The engraved design on the cap was inspired by his guitar straps, which often had a repeating pattern on them. And if you look closely, the clip, which I already mentioned earlier, it is angled and it is to resemble the vibrato bar of an electric guitar. At the connection point is a circular engraving of the words, "Are You Experienced?" That's the name of the first studio album that Jimi Hendrix made. And right above the engraving sits a purple band referring to Purple Haze, one of Jimi Hendrix's best known songs, which Vanessa is going to sing now.
All right.
Right? Vanessa? Let's do it.
I can play.
No, not?
All right.
Okay.
I can play it on the kazoo.
I want to hear that. I want to hear that, but maybe at a later point.
We'll do it another
all right,
time.
Let's go. Yeah, we do it another time. Let's go to the nib, because the handcrafted 14 karat solid gold nib with rhodium coating is decorated with a portrait of Jimi Hendrix. But the most striking part of this fountain pen is the feet, because the feet is not black, but it is purple. So this
cool.
is the Jimi Hendrix Great Characters fountain pen with a lot of details, with a lot of design elements. And that's something what I really like about the Montblanc brand in general, that they always take care of the design elements when they are honoring a legend, bringing all these little designs back in their writing instruments. So here we have the Jimi Hendrix Great Characters. Jan, what do you think of this design?
I saw it. I have it not in my hand, but mm-hmm. I saw it on the pictures, and I love it as well. Mm-hmm. And what you mentioned about detailing, it's exactly the story about it, that people mm-hmm. love these small stories, the small things that they can talk about. And so this is they are famous for, not to overload. Sometimes when it is it to overload, then disturbs me, you know, then mm-hmm. they wanted to tell more and more and more. So you have to make sure that that these stories, what you can tell, are not only the best, not only what is known by everyone. Mm-hmm. The small secrets about VIP are very interesting people. They honor the name of the be a little bit more, I would say, surprising.
Yeah.
And then, of course, people understand and getting much more deeper then suddenly. Mm-hmm. This is what I learned, and not to bring it the loudest story inside of the details of the pen, you know.
Mm-hmm. Is that something also that you will design in your own company, like not the great character series, but you know, honoring famous people?
Yeah.
Is that something that you like?
I want to do. This is what I have on my mind when I want to, that I'm inspiring, so I get some interesting people, and then I...
So maybe if Vanessa really Langton found a pen one day?
I love to do it.
That would be fun.
I love to do it. Write me your biography, and we'll find a nice, nice pen for you.
All right, that sounds good.
That would be great, yeah. Vanessa.
Wow, that would be it great. Would be an honor.
Yeah, yeah. What color should your pen be, Vanessa? If somebody's going to create a Vanessa Langton inspired honoring fountain pen, what pen should it be? What color?
I think it should be red, because red is it's fiery. So. It's passionate. It makes a beautiful lipstick. And I really like red.
Yeah, exactly.
Show us your nail polish. Is it red today?
It's still red. I'm gonna be changing them later. So yeah, they're kind of. Okay. It's time to change the polish.
All right. So we're almost ending the show. We're heading to the end. Vanessa. Not your time to shine. Do you have a final question for Jan before we end the show?
I do. So regarding your pen series, because you've done you've branched off from doing pens into jewelry and cufflinks and stuff like that for Montblanc. I'm curious, are you going to create those types of accessories with your personal line too eventually?
Actually, I thought about it. And why not? I mean, I would not even say no, but for the moment, I'm so inside of these pens and all that I still for the next year, I would definitely not go to another product. But I have, it's hard to say really no, because for a pen stand, I have ideas for pen stand, for example, you know, and for sure, because I see some way to using on a desk the pen, you know, as we all know it on the old days, so to say. I think to use it very fast and to on your desk, you need a kind of pen stand, and I want to do something in this direction.
Yeah. What kind of materials would you use?
I'm really looking forward to that.
Metal. I wanted to do something in metal. I have an idea, one or two ideas, which I have to develop before I go further to tell you something. And then at the end, it's not metal. Then it's, I don't know, it's...
let a creative mind decide what's going to be.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, but why not? Sometimes some cufflinks or bracelets or whatever.
Would be really cool.
Cool.
Would be really cool. Thank you, Vanessa. Yeah. All right. So, I want to start this new tradition, actually, because Jan, you don't know who's going to be the next guest. And I want to ask you if you can ask a question to our next guest, so we can start the next podcast with your question. But you don't know who's going to be the guest, so this is really like a thing
so
that
mysterious.
I want to try out. Yeah.
Yeah, it's funny in a way.
Yeah.
I would ask her what car he's driving or she's driving.
Okay, that's going to be the first question that I'm going to ask after the pen check to our next guest. All right, Vanessa, thank you so much for being our co-host here today again. It was a great pleasure. It's always a great pleasure to see you. And I see you next week with another guest. And then the first question that we can ask, what car are you driving? So that's really cool. Jan, thank you so much for having the time to chat with us about your new brand and about all your wonderful stories about Montblanc. I hope your new collection will be a great success and a lot of new models will come out, which you all can find, of course, on appelboom.com. And we hope to have you on our show again maybe later on this year if you have another product to launch, and then you can do that right here on the spot on the Appelboom Bites podcast. Everybody, thank you so much for tuning in. If you're watching this on YouTube, make sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel. If you're listening this to Spotify or Apple Music, that's also great. But if you want to see the pictures, YouTube is a great way to see everything. If you're interested in buying the products of Jan, make sure to head over to our website and order there your writing instruments from Jan through us. Thank you so much for watching again, and we see you next week. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.